My name is Ellen Cooper, playwright and producer for Flying Blind.
I'm Kathleen Tracy, music director for Flying Blind.
I'm Sherry Richardson, a longtime member of the blind and low vision community and consultant for Flying Blind.
And I'm Laura Ferry, co-playwright and director of Flying Blind. Together, we are the Flying Blind creative team. So, Ellen, how did this project begin?
Over the years living in Seattle, I've witnessed my quiet neighborhood's dramatic change to an incredibly busy community. I often see blind, low-vision folks from the nearby Orientation Training Center navigating our congested streets. I've been really impressed by their determination to maneuver through every obstacle. I've also witnessed incredibly invasive behavior by sighted individuals who would push past the OTC trainees, almost knocking them off their feet. That's when I approached Kathleen with the thought, why not create a performance piece that would celebrate the blind, vision impaired community and educate the sighted population as well?
I loved Ellen's idea, and I jumped at the challenge to try and compose songs that would be fun, but also really meaningful. So we began conversations with our blind friend, Sherry.
My curiosity was piqued, but I was also a bit skeptical. I've been blind since infancy, so I have often experienced the sighted world's curiosity, but not always in a positive way. However, Kathleen and Ellen seemed sincerely interested in understanding the people in my community.
Soon I joined the team. With Sherry as our guide, our journey began into the incredibly nuanced world that is the BVI, Blind and Vision Impaired, community. We began collecting stories that people shared about their lives and experiences.
Over the past 3 years, we've skied, gone to conventions, watched beatball games,
attended monthly gatherings and book clubs, visited tactile art exhibits, and shared meals together.
For us LBDs, that is, light bulb dependent people, our worlds have been so expanded and enriched by the many hours we have spent listening and learning about the resilience, creativity, hilarity, and compassion of this community.
As we have all worked together on this project, I have been super impressed with everyone's willingness to understand the diversity and similarities of life as a blind or sighted person in this complex and ever-changing world. For me personally, this experience has deepened my understanding of what it means to be a blind person and has strengthened my appreciation for our community. I hope our audiences will all hear something of their own lives and experiences in these stories.